common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Catsimatidis and Cats at Night on 77 WABC.
Well, we're back, and next we have one of the country's best and leading economists. We have with us Larry Kudlow. How are you, Larry?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Good. I'm trying to find out. This is the end of the week again. We talk every Friday, and the world goes up, the world goes down. Where the heck are we?
Yeah, that's a heck of a good question. Actually, that you always ask me that question, and with the passage of each week, the question becomes more and more important. Let me just say a couple things. A very good week for stocks, but probably because the Federal Reserve did nothing but rhetoric in its meeting on Wednesday, the so-called tightening, 0.25 percentage point. They're still buying bonds. They're still printing money. They're still reluctant to take aggressive actions like 50 basis points or 100 basis points. And I just noticed the stock market rallied on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And I think that had a lot to do with it. Jim Bullard of the St. Louis Fed and Chris Waller on the board are both crying out for more aggressive policies. Look at the inflation numbers for the month of February, right? CPI up 8%, PPI up 10%, import prices up 11%, and the Fed raised rates by 0.25%. Utterly futile. And by the way, they're still buying bonds. In fact, they're still buying mortgage bonds, even though home prices are through the roof. So I'll stop there. That's one point.
And what's happening? Are home prices going to stay about the same, or with the rising prices of a mortgage? Mortgage is over 4% already. Will the price of the homes drop?
Yeah, well, the mortgage is over 4, and the inflation rate is about 10. So it's still cheap money. It's real mortgage rate is minus 6 percentage points. So there's no reason why home prices aren't going to continue. The Fed is not taking the punch bowl away. Look, some other stuff. Retail sales came out. They're booming. They're booming. They're up 18% over the past 12 months.
Well, that's but that includes inflation.
Yeah.
I told Steve Moore, I told Steve Forbes, food prices over the next 45 to 60 days, 12 to 20% increases in addition to where we are now. And I advise them that they have to buy their Oreo cookies because where can you get a better investment than 12 to 20% over the next 40 days, 50 days?
Yeah, well, inflation is moving towards 10%. I prefer wheat thins myself, particularly the low-calorie wheat thins, Lydia. So retail sales up 18%, about half inflation, half real. Industrial production, by the way, manufacturing was up very strong. It's about 7% year on year. But inflation is roaring. So companies are still profitable, and the Fed's not taking away the punch bowl. And as far as that's going to be a story for a while. I wouldn't bet the ranch on it because I think we're going to go into a stagflation period. And then we're going to go into recession. But the recession is not this year. The recession is not going to be this year.
I agree. And the next big question is, I know what the Fed said, but the Fed has been partially politicized. So are they going to raise rates after the election or before the election? And if it's before the election, maybe it's going to be small, minuscule amounts.
Well, I don't think midterms mean that much to the Fed.
You're talking history. I'm talking this year.
Yeah, well, history sometimes informs the Fed. Look, we got rid of Sarah Bloom Raskin. We knocked her out.
You did a great job. You led the pack. You were the leader of the pack.
Well, I had some help from Pat Toomey, and I had some help from Joe Manchin. But we got rid of her, so that's good. The others are going to get through. I don't know. One of them wants slavery reparations. It's a weak Fed. There's no Paul Volcker in sight, let's face it. But I do think, in answer to your question, that the actual inflation numbers, which are going to get worse rather than easier, will force them into a much more aggressive posture, much more. And you're already seeing dissent developing from the St. Louis Bank. And I think Bullard's protege, Chris Waller and the board, there'll be more of those coming. So they're going to have, election or not, they're going to have to take a much more aggressive position. And then, look, John, the other news is Biden talked to Xi today. Nobody knows what they said. I mean, nobody knows what they said. It's a very bizarre story. And Biden is saying, you know, you better not help Russia with any additional financing or materials help. And if you do help them, there'll be severe consequences. But there's no red line in the sand. So to me, that's just meaningless rhetoric. I don't know what China's going to do, but I doubt very much whether they're going to run up against Putin. And the worst story this week, the single worst story, is the continued reports that we are very close, U.S., to a new nuclear deal with Iran. This is utter insanity. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Iran, which hates America, which hates Israel, our staunchest ally, which hates Saudi Arabia, which is an ally. And in this deal, we're going to give a $10 billion carve-out to Russia in order to build a nuclear facility of some kind in Iran. So while we're sanctioning Russia over Ukraine,
we're going to give them $10 billion?
$10 billion carve-out. So there are no sanctions for this Russian construction of an Iranian nuclear plant, whether it's for peaceful uses or nuclear uses. You can bet it's going to be for nuclear war uses because it's Iran and they lie. But how in the world do you make a deal with America's biggest enemy, with Israel's biggest enemy, and give Russia $10 billion?
But why, Larry Kudlow? Why?
That is mind-boggling.
Why?
It is
mind-boggling.
Why? You have to go and scratch, you know, ask Joe Biden, ask John Kerry, ask Anthony Blinken. This is counter to America's interests, counter to our security interests, counter to our energy. And wait a second, it gets even better. We will, as part of this deal, declassify the Revolutionary Guard. These are the thugs and killers that finance Hamas and Hezbollah, and they themselves kill people in the Middle East. They kill Israelis routinely, Iraqis and so forth. We're going to take their terrorist classification away.
Oh, my God.
So they're not going to be terrorists anymore. So given $10 billion to Russia, remove the terrorist classification from the Revolutionary Guard, and reward Iran that wants death to America and death to Israel. And it is the worst foreign policy story I've ever heard. Honestly,
Larry Kudlow, you have floored me. I cannot believe all this stuff. I mean, at what point did the American people realize that Joe Biden is crossing the line?
I think that, you know, because it's being done in the midst of the Ukrainian war, and it's being done supposedly quietly away from public view. Look, I recommend, Lydia, get John on the website of the New York Sun is the article that I wrote. And it's also on Fox Business and Fox News websites as well. Okay. This is an incredible blunder by the United States, by Biden and Kerry and that gang. It is utterly insane. It'll be the worst foreign policy decision, I don't know, in the last 100 years.
That is unbelievable.
What can we do, Larry Kudlow, to make sure this doesn't happen? Just like you led the charge with Kill the Bill, with Raskin, now you're leading the charge with this. How can we here at WABC help not let this happen?
You all need to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow morning. You and John, you need to talk about
this. We're going to have Larry's on every Saturday morning from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock on WABCRadio.com worldwide and in the local areas, 770 on the AM dial.
This needs to be a treaty. They're modifying the pre-existing deal. This needs to be a treaty. It needs to go before the Senate.
It also feels like Barack Obama might have some role in this, too.
What's the end game here? Why?
They're going to try to bypass. They're going to try to bypass the Senate. But that should 49 Republicans already have a resolution. This must not be. This should go through the advice and consent of the Senate. And again, on the radio, kids, you got to talk about it and educate people so they'll get up in arms.
We will do it. Do your research. Get the newspaper.
I'm going to get Larry Kudlow's article.
We'll discuss it again over the weekend on Monday.
Absolutely.
Larry Kudlow, thank you for everything you do. God bless you. And I'll be listening tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we have a new military expert that's going to give us some revelations.